thing and gave the hooking sign and then fixed it himself, then gave the tripping sign. That's kind of like rubbing your tummy and rubbing your head at the same time, going back to the two different ways.
Hard to do. I cannot do that. I'm far from perfect. But it's always funny to laugh at somebody else.
Of course.
Right. Here's Hensler. Dexheimer tried to force a pass. Loose puck in the slot and gathered in by Notre Dame's Danny Nelson. Look out. Nelson's a dangerous young lad. 9 goals, 23 points as a freshman. He's got 3 goals as a sophomore so far. They head man now to Biondi. Chipped it ahead. Here's Blusinski, the defenseman. Hits the brakes right wing, defended by Mosley. Sauced across to the point in Biondi. Down the right wing wall, it's Fisher. Fisher turns back in the right corner to Biondi. They're just playing keep away right now as Notre Dame for another minute 25. They spin it around to the right corner. Dexheimer meets Biondi. Biondi leans into him, bumps him a little bit, knocked him off balance, but Biondi's got the puck. Dexheimer won't quit, stays on a man-to-man. Here's a one-time blast far side by Fisher, and Scarfoni saw it all the way and held on for a faceoff. 35-20, shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. It's a 2-2 game here in the third.
That's almost dead on the Badgers' average for the season.
Yeah.
That last shift, Ben Dexheimer took a pretty good hit. You could see, get a little adrenaline rush, and he was battling the back of Blake Biondi the entire way, the rest of the time. Pretty good sized guy with up 215 pounds, 6'1". Dexheimer not quite so big.
It's Gerald and Finley, the forwards in this 4-on-4. Rising shot knocked down by Knubel. Ricochet to the left of Scarfoni to the corner. Horbach and Lodge out there defensively. Boy, they're putting a lot of trust in forward Jack Horbach to play defense. But he's got the mind of a forward. A wily veteran is Jack Horbach, and he's got the puck as he comes up through center, backpedaling and looking. His pass drew his teammates offside. 11:46 to go in the third, still tied at 2. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics.
Yeah, there's a lot of trust in Jack Horbach, a lot of trust in Weston Knox here tonight.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Luke Buss.
Buss, yeah. I mean, he, honestly, when he gets on the ice, I'm kind of sitting up a little higher because they've been really good working along the offensive zone boards.
Dick and Laskowski with Dexheimer and Lodge right now. Notre Dame won the faceoff. 39 seconds left of the coincidental miners. Steal at center by Dexheimer. Badgers onside. Dexheimer drive past right wing. Here's Dick finding Lodge. Left wing now. Laskowski. No place to shoot. Cody to the high slot. Still stick handling. Weaves his way to the right. Shoots one through traffic. It's loose. Oh, Dick with a chance as the puck fell in between the legs of Say, but he put his knees together just in time.
Wow. Let's mention how these 4-on-4s are starting to look a little bit like 3-on-3 overtimes, the way the teams are playing them. And this one, similar to how Notre Dame scored right at the end of the second period, just a shot towards the net, Tyson Dick in front. Goaltender Say actually spun around about 90 degrees before the puck finally got covered up.
Morrissey and Mosley out. Gavin Morrissey's had a nice night in the faceoff circle, winning 13 of 19, but he loses this face. I'm going to stop saying it. Notre Dame's got the puck in its own zone. 15 seconds left in the matching minors to Wisconsin's Lindmark and Notre Dame's Kerr. Danny Nelson out of the zone. Good poke check by Morrissey, forcing him back deep into the Irish end. Morrissey stays on him. Now Nelson uses his length to get around him. Left wing pass Biondi. He overskates. Loose to the Badger blue line. Both teams at full strength. Lindmark out of the box. Ali replaces Kerr, who just came out. Kerr went to the bench. Across to the Notre Dame bench. Blusinski fumbles the puck a bit. Irish have it. Blusinski, red line, turns and faces the Badger zone and flips it down deep. 10:40 to go in the third. 2-2 game. Weston Knox fights through a stick check, dives to play it out to center. Good play by Knox, who's back up on his skates. And now Kerr will send it in. It bounces and wobbles to the right corner. Lodge met with a hit by Ali. Fleming ties up Knox, but the puck free to Fitzgerald. Ahead to Finley. Banks it ahead to Tassie. Heart of the net goes Finley. Tassie looking good. Blocked by Kerr on the pass attempt. Now Fitzgerald, defended by Strand, needs some support. Turns and looks, and he threw a wild pass intercepted by Ali. Notre Dame comes out. Two Badgers back defensively. Phelan and Hensler, couple of freshmen. Phelan slows Ali's progress. Hensler somehow got the puck to Finley, and he puts his head down and charges ahead. 3-on-2 for Wisconsin. Right wing Phelan sets and fires. Rebound kick free right back to the goaltender. Oh, Phelan's shot got through the pad, save, and then kicked back at the netminder, and Say kept it out of the net. 9:51 left in the third. The Badgers, 36 shots on goal. Notre Dame, just 20. It's 2-2 here in South Bend. Stick with us. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride for the Shamrock Supplied.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Face off to the left of Owen Say. Owen Lindmark will take the draw for Wisconsin opposite Hunter Strand, two of the best in NCAA hockey. And this one's won by the Irish, although Kukkonen battles back and able to sweep it right through the blue paint from behind the net. Came to the near side wall, and then Botterill lifted to the stick of Slaggart. No penalty called, and the puck batted back out through neutral ice and all the way down. It rolls Wisconsin's way. Should be icing on the Irish. It is. Icing in another offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers, and I'm not going to tell you how good they've been in the circles here tonight, because I already have, and it hasn't mattered.
And Slaggart, who was chasing down his stick down the far side blue line, heard the whistle. He was spinning around like, what the heck just happened? I have no idea what just happened, but you tell me where to go.
Face off, offensive zone, still loose in the circle. Picked up by Hellowell, out to Slaggart, off his stick to the stick of Wisconsin's Dexheimer, who dumps it in. Say stops it, leaves it all for Hellowell now. He'll bank it around far side to Axel Kumlin. And the puck deflects into the Badgers bench. Hey, fans, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game this season. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. Again, uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. The Badgers back home next Friday and Saturday against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. 7 o'clock Friday night, a whiteout Saturday night, 6 o'clock. Tickets available at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Face off at center. Still loose. And Luke Buss taps it back to Daniel Lodge. Back to Buss, who hands it off to Horbach. Angles a pass to center and Dick. Rifles a pass up the near side wall, allowing Horbach to chase it down and dump it in. Say stops it to Henry Nelson, who coughed it up. Loose puck. Here's Scholl falling down. Centered one to Buss, went off his stick to the far boards it goes. Luke Buss trying to dig it free in the corner. Unable to do so. Moved along by Janicki. Pinching in Horbach. And a steal. Dick with it. Slot. Fans off to his left. Can't shoot. Now put it through the low slot, but Buss couldn't get there. Luke then played it to the corner. Now Henry Nelson reverses and Kerr with it. Boy, the Badgers have been relentless on the forecheck here over the last 2 periods or so. A 2-2 game, 8:22 left in the third. Phelan to center. Did it hit a Badger? No, they're going to say icing on Wisconsin freshman Jack Phelan. No, Phelan, he was forced into action when Zach Scholes got hurt, and he's doesn't look like a freshman either. From Hinsdale, Illinois, Detroit Red Wings, fifth-round draft pick a couple of years ago. 6'3", 185, just steady.
He fits right in. And you on the offensive end, he keeps it very simple. Gets the chance, he puts the puck towards the net. Nothing wrong with that ever. Badgers get traffic in front. They want to keep it simple in there, and he does a good job of that.
Joel with a faceoff win, but the Badgers can't clear. Puck knocked down by Danny Nelson, left wing. Phelan on him. Pass to the high slot. Stolen away. Finley with a chance on a breakaway. He's got a chance to give Wisconsin the lead. Forehand shot. Kicked out by Owen Say. He didn't get a ton of separation as he busted out through center ice, but he had a clean shot. And Say with a pad save. Now offside on Notre Dame.
He's shaking his left hand around a couple times when he on the way back complaining that he got hit on the hand. Ref shaking his head no, but
they've let a lot go here. The Badgers able to eventually win that free. Good poke check by Finley, and here he came right down the middle of the ice. He went backhand, then tried to go forehand, and Say able to make the stop. He got hit from behind by Plesinski, and then, yes, Danny Nelson swung and hit Finley right in the hands as he's trying to shoot the puck. Here's Laskowski, fanned at a shot attempt. Long range shot now by Dexheimer into the belly of the goaltender Say, and he's on his knees and hangs on for a faceoff. 7:44 left in the third. It's 2-2.
We've seen over the years the low penalty numbers in the Big Ten relatively, and it's an example there of we saw earlier actually somebody else from Wisconsin. I think it was Kevin Morrissey. I don't remember for sure who it was. Got hit in the hands and nothing calling that one either.
Notre Dame won the faceoff, threw it out to neutral. Taken by Hensler, banks it back into the Irish zone. Now Notre Dame with it. Slid ahead to Knubel. His pass misfires to Janicki. At center ice, it's Tassie, and he'll dump it in. Fitzgerald and Laskowski in on the chase. First man there, though, was Coomlin. Spun it around and out. Out to neutral. Too far for Janicki. Should be offside. Nothing called. Janicki's got it. Notre Dame now has to touch up. They send it across ice, and Murphy fires it deep. Rolls around to the right corner in Lodge. Had his pocket picked by Knubel. Puck slid off the toe of his stick, and Horbach with a nifty move behind the net to take the puck away from Knubel. And the puck played out to center. Tassie and Kerr engaged. Kerr just slashed. Beg your pardon, Tassie just slashed. Kerr got away with one. And now Lodge hip check on Henry Nelson. Puck deep in the Wisconsin zone to our left. 2-2 game, 6:45 to play. Dangerous pass by Jack Horbach for his former Madison Capitals teammate Kyle Kukkonen, but it went through the wickets of Kukkonen. Icing called on Wisconsin. 6:42 left in the third. We're even at two.
Who's going to be the guy? Talked about this a few times.
Yeah, you put your credit card. Oh, that's a library card. Oh, no, that is a credit card.
No, that's a credit card.
Okay, you put your credit card on the board. You're trying to buy a goal. Problem is the faceoff's in the Wisconsin zone, so Badgers won the draw, and Horbach able to chip it up off the glass, and out of play it goes. Another faceoff in the Wisconsin end. International hockey, or the NHL, that's a delay of game.
Well, I think the linesman gave the sign of a deflection, so probably would have got away with it, but doesn't really matter because the faceoff stays in the back end anyway.
Knox and Phelan, the freshman defenseman out there, Botterill, Lindmark, and Kukkonen. Strand won the draw, but a quick trigger by Hunter Strand. Boy, the linesmen have had all kinds of problems dropping the puck today. They've got some wicked mustaches, I can tell you that. Puck still loose in the circle, and it ricochets to Phelan, who almost took the head of Fleming off as he cleared it all the way down. Wait a minute. Why is that icing? It didn't get to the goal line. Phelan clanked it off the glass and down. It went wobbling to the Notre Dame red line, but it never got to the goal line. There was a foot race. It looked even. Now the linesman coming over to discuss with Mike Hastings what the call was. Pat Richardson explaining himself, and I can't see Mike's reaction from here, but they're going to drop the puck back in the Wisconsin zone.
That is a little bit of a tough. You can see where the lineman's thinking there. It's a race to the dots.
But he's watching,
but he does assume that it was going to get there, and it never did.
Kukkonen across the line, defended by Coomlin. His shot partially blocked. Phelan pinching in left wing, frees the puck for Kukkonen out to Lindmark. Owen steps in, his shot blocked by Slaggart, and out of play at Sales. Faceoff inside the Notre Dame zone. 2-2 game, 6:11 left here in the third. Notre Dame trying to win its Big Ten opener and get to 5-2 overall. Badgers trying to snap a four-game losing streak and avoid a 1-6 start and an 0-3 beginning in the Big Ten.
I just saw another replay of that last icing, and it was probably right at the line. So it was really close, but I think he might have made the right call there.
I disagree. Faceoff won by Scholl. Buss tries to get it deep. No luck. But a steal by Luke Buss. Left wing looking for help. Pass out to the point. Didn't get to Dexheimer. Knocked free by Notre Dame's Biondi. Across the line. Ali shooting one up high. Scarfoni dropped it out of his glove. He hadn't seen much rubber here in the third period. Henry Nelson tap pass. Look out. Ali pushes it right side. Chance for Biondi. Stopped by Scarfoni. Big save by Tommy Scarfoni to keep it 2-2 late.
I haven't seen much puck, but that was an incredible save there. One of the Fighting Irish just kind of waiting back in the zone. It was all by himself.
Two Notre Dame players collide in their offensive zone. That freed the puck for Wisconsin's Dexheimer. Buss slowly pushed the puck down Notre Dame's way. No icing. Irish after the puck. Badgers get five fresh skaters out there. Mosley and Morrissey. Finley will now join them. Lodge and Horbach at the blue line. Notre Dame headmans to Knubel. Pitched it past Lodge off the wall. Horbach goes back to take a look. Reverses course to Daniel Lodge. Lodge now banks it up the left wing wall to Morrissey. Looking to pass ahead to Mosley. Able to direct it into the Notre Dame zone. Finley on the forecheck pressuring Fisher. Fisher whipped it around to the near side. Badgers Horbach holds. His pass behind the net. Angled away from Finley. Mosley gets a bump in. Morrissey with a steal. Left wing walks all in. Can't get a shot off. He had a stick lifted from behind, I think. He got so far close to the goal, he just never pulled the trigger. Morrissey with a steal. Left wing across the line. Mosley, he fires one. Waffled away by the goaltender Say. Morrissey on the forecheck. Able to win the puck free. 4.5 minutes left. A 2-2 game here at Notre Dame. Finley spins away from pressure of Knubel. Out to the point now. Weston Knox walks down the left wing wall. Had it sticked off his stick. Then he won it free out to Phelan. Slot pass. Morrissey, he shot one high and wide. Here's Finley trying to win it free. Mosley down deep as well. Cut off by Murphy. Stolen by Finley behind the net. Finley with it. Skates it to the left side. Out to Phelan. Pressure continues for Wisconsin. Can they get one? Finley, did he hold the zone? A late whistle offside. Faceoff coming up at neutral ice. 3:59 left in the third. A 2-2 game. Notre Dame looks gassed.
That was a great shift by Wisconsin's top line. Pretty efficient with the puck, making Notre Dame run around. They less and less they moved. Badgers tried to get one shift or one change in the middle of there. Morrissey went off. Fitzgerald came on trying to get bodies, but the puck just made it over the blue line. I think Finley, probably because he was a little tired too, couldn't hold it.
Yeah. Faceoff outside the Notre Dame zone. Owen Say had turned his back to the ice surface and was getting some water from his bottle behind the net. Now he's good to go, and the Irish sent it all the way to the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer takes it. Tassi now open left wing. Fitzgerald across the line. Tries to shoot and does. And a stick save made by Say. One of the Notre Dame defensemen wiped out. Tassi in the far corner. Trying to dig it free. Instead, it's taken by Carter Slaggart. He mishandles the puck. Stolen by Laskowski. Bouncing puck in the high slot. Laskowski picks it up. Tries to dump it deep. Cannot. Strand can't catch the pass for Helliwell on a breakout. Notre Dame will try again. Laskowski on the forecheck, pressuring Helliwell. He stays with him. Helliwell fights him off. Helliwell up to center. Veers off to his right. Can't get around Lodge. He sends it to the corner and chases. Lodge cuts him off, and Lindmark takes the puck. Lindmark works his way from Ali. He's got a head of steam. Got around another Irishman. Cutting in left wing on his backhand. Centering pass. Oh, Kukkonen pushed it wide. Oh, hard drive to the net by Lindmark. And Kukkonen just missed.
It started to look like Owen Limmick's goal earlier tonight where he went around the D on the outside. Just missed the finish.
2:50 to go in the third. 2-2 game. Biondi turned it over at the Wisconsin blue line. Wisconsin's Horbach headmans to Botterill. Botterill cuts to the high slot. Stick handling and looking. Shooting one. And it trickled just off Kukkonen's stick and wide. Oh, Botterill scored his first goal as a Badger in the second period. He's looking for another out at the right point. Kukkonen with it. 2.5 minutes to play in regulation. A 2-2 game. And then Lindmark knocked loose. And a lead feed by Notre Dame, and they ice the puck. 2:21 to go in the third. Those five skaters have to stay unless Jeff Jackson calls his timeout. And that allows Mike Hastings to send out his top line and the defensive pair of Dexheimer and Hensler.
Badgers want to get this puck dropped as fast as they can here.
Timeout. Notre Dame has called timeout. The Badgers have thoroughly dominated the Irish over the last two periods, out shooting them 32-11. But it's a 2-2 game with 2:21 left to play. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
the big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Down 1-0 after one. Down another injured defenseman in Joe Palatichuk. The Badgers have really battled here tonight. Played well. 40 shots on goal this evening. They potted a pair, which is above their season average. Offensive zone faceoff. Morrissey just pushed it wide through the blue paint. 2-2 game, 2:15 to go. Notre Dame exits its zone. Here's Knubel with it. Snaps off a pass left wing. Janicki reaches, puts it back to Knubel. Out of position, Scarfoni, who scrambled back to his left and got his right pad down on the wheeling backhander by Knubel. Still 2-2.
Fortunately for the Badgers, Knubel couldn't handle the initial pass. Kind of lost track of it or couldn't handle it because he had a pretty good shot on the forehand he could have made. Instead, he spun around and put a pretty good backhand shot on the goaltender, but had by Scarfoni makes the stop.
Scarfoni stopped 21 of 23 Notre Dame bids tonight. 2:04 left in the third. The Badgers and the Irish tied at 2. Lindmark back on the ice, joined by Fitzgerald and Tassie. Lotch and Phelan. Faceoff won by Notre Dame. Out high, shot blocked. It ricochets in the air, and then with the paddle of his stick, Scarfoni scoops it to his glove hand and covers. So another faceoff with 2 minutes exactly left here in the third, 2-2.
A little bit of a bouncy puck there to the right of Scarfoni. Probably wisely just covered it up and started that over again.
So now Finley, Mosley, and Morrissey are out. Knubel to take the faceoff, 54% for Cole Knubel. The Flyers, fourth-round draft pick a couple of years ago, they win the draw. Plusinski kicked it to his forehand, couldn't do anything with it, and deflects to the corner. Morrissey digs it free. Finley skates after it, trying to chip it up and out. No luck. Still loose. Finley on his skates, but Knubel takes it, walks it goal line right, cut off by Lotch. And then Lotch sits on top of him, basically. Started to ride him like a bullfighter, or a bull rider, that is, not a bullfighter. He's a lover, not a fighter, Daniel Lotch. And then he cleared one too far and nice the puck. Knubel went off balance, and he almost, like he was going to play leapfrog, right? Icing on Wisconsin, faceoff in the Badgers zone, 1:29 left in the third.
If you're 6'5 like Daniel Lotch, you just keep skating and you end up on top of him when he leans over. So
yeah,
it was a good tactic because he forced the puck away from him.
Lotch has logged a lot of minutes tonight without care and shoals, and then Palatichuk got hurt. Lotch is not 100% either, playing on a leg and a half, but he's toughing it out. Morrissey's going to take the draw. The linesman again kicks Finley out of the circle. And now Finley, after the faceoff win, just scoops it out to center to no one in particular. Badgers will get Lindmark and Tassie out on the forward line. Finley needs a break. That's why he did what he did. 1:15 to go. Steal it center by Fitzgerald. 1-on-2. He's coming down the right side of the slot. Backhand forehand. He couldn't put it on net. He rims it around to the near side. Not strongly enough to get to the point. Long lead feed. Ali after it. Dexheimer will cut him off right wing. Ali stops. Tries to put it around behind his back. Dexheimer falls. But the Badgers, Fitzgerald pushed it around to the near side. Under a minute to go in the period. It's 2-2. Ali was complaining they got the stick up in the face. No penalty called. Here's Fisher now at center. Fisher across the line to the defenseman looking. Goes low left. Can't get a shot off. Hensler canceled him out. He pushed it along the kick plate for Lindmark. Pass ahead. Finley misplayed it. Plesinski, long-range shot. Did that hit the forehead of Scarfoni? I think it did. He tried to glove it. It ricocheted off his mask. 29 seconds left. 2-2 game. Up to center. Simon just got hit by Plesinski as he swung and missed at a bouncing pass. Penalty coming up on the defenseman for Notre Dame, Zach Plesinski. And Lindmark wisely gets Tassi away from Plesinski. A bad penalty taken by the graduate student. He'll sit down, giving Wisconsin a power play with 21.8 seconds left in regulation. The fans are booing, but they should be booing the young man who took a silly penalty.
And Tassi, he wanted to go badly at Plesinski.
Yep.
Just got leveled in the neutral zone. Kind of a blindside hit. Puck was another place. And you mentioned Owen Lindmark doing a pretty good job. Tassi caught himself and wanted to turn back and started yelling. And yep. Lindmark took care of it. And the best way to get revenge on that one is for the Badgers to score on this power play.
19:38, the time on Plesinski's elbowing penalty. Fourth straight power play for the Badgers. They're 1-for-3 tonight. Knubel against Morrissey to the right of the goaltender Say. Morrissey down to his knees, couldn't win the draw. Janicki's got it near side. Skated into pressure, but the puck ricocheted free to Fisher, and he hammers it all the way down. Dexheimer will pick it up behind his net. One last rush in regulation. 8 seconds to go. Dexheimer angled pass left wing Finley. Here's Finley. Snapshot blocker save made by Say. It bounces around behind the net. Two Badgers collide. A couple of Irishmen as well. The horn sounds and we're going to overtime here in South Bend. No scoring in the third period. The Badgers outshot Notre Dame on goal 12-5. And for the game have 42 shots. The Irish, only 23. Again, Wisconsin's playing well. Finishing has been an issue. Two goals so far tonight. Three would match a season high, and it will have to come in overtime.
And start out with a big advantage for Wisconsin, obviously, with the power play for 1:39 before it goes to 3-on-3 if it happens to somehow get to that point. Hopefully not. But the Badgers, at least, they've guaranteed themselves a point tonight.
Yep.
Obviously would like two. But, yeah, golden opportunity here. The first line, again, I assume will be out there. The first power play unit. And see what they can do.
Win the game anyway, anyhow. If it's in overtime, they'd even take a shootout win, I think. But the way Wisconsin has played here tonight, much like last Friday at Denver, winnable games, have played well enough to win, but just can't get to that third goal.
There's so many. I've been keeping a list tonight of the two on none. Shot off a shaft of the goaltender where there is pretty much a gaping hole of net there. Quinn Finley got a breakaway, got slashed a couple times, nothing called, never really got a good shot off.
Yep.
We saw Kyle Kukin in there in the third period on one shift have two chances where the puck, one was a deflection that would have been amazing if he got to it, but it was right on a stick with a net gaping, and shortly before that, so there's no shortage of chances for Wisconsin.
Right. Fitzgerald had a couple of chances as well. It's just kind of the way it's been going for Wisconsin. It's a 2-2 game. Tommy Scarfoni now in the goal to our right, so the goaltenders are changing places. And for Wisconsin, a little bit longer of a change to their defensive zone. So 3-on-3 overtime. Again, by going to overtime, each team gets a point in the standings. This is Notre Dame's Big Ten opener. This is the third Big Ten game for Wisconsin, which earned a point with an overtime loss to Ohio State a couple of weeks ago. It is Mosley, Finley, Morrissey, and Dexheimer. Badgers get a 4-on-3 power play to start this overtime session, and the Badgers win the faceoff. 1:37 left in the power play. They have Danny Nelson out with a defensive pair of Kumlin and Fisher. Finley at center, right wing pass across the line, Mosley. Badgers will set up. Finley with it, straight away it's Dexheimer now. In his way is Nelson. Morrissey, Dexheimer fake the shot. Pass to Finley. fumbled it a bit. Now his pass almost handcuffed Dexheimer. Good catch with his skate. Morrissey low left. Slot Dexheimer. One-timer Finley. Save made. Bouncing puck in the slot. Mosley can't reach it. Taken away by Nelson. He'll skate it out to center. And again, they're shorthanded here. He'll dump it in and they'll change penalty killers. 1 minute to go in the Kunis power play for Wisconsin in overtime. Looking for a winner. Finley, Morrissey, Mosley stay. Dexheimer now replaced by Hensler, the freshman defenseman. Finley gains the line, and the Badgers will set up. Hensler walks to the right circle. Stick handling to the dot. Low right, looking in front. Still can't get it through. Finds the stick of Finley on his backhand. Turnaround shot goes off a stick and then hit the glass. Morrissey again. Hensler looking for Finley again. Cross-ice pass for Morrissey. Janicki got in the way. Foot race. Morrissey has to hustle after it. And he knocks Janicki down. And a late penalty called on the far side by Tony Cech. Morrissey went hustling to prevent Janicki from getting to it. It would not have been a breakaway because Hensler was back. And
a penalty, Wisconsin's number 7. 2 minutes. Rippy.
Wow. That was an awfully late call, but that will negate the remaining 24 seconds of the Wisconsin power play. And then Morrissey's in the box. And so Notre Dame will get a man advantage. Although we're 3-on-3 here for another little less than a half minute.
Really, Badgers try to force a pass across the slot.
Yeah.
Kind of unnecessarily. And not a big fan of that call after watching the replay.
No, I'm not either. Now a timeout called by Notre Dame. Each team gets a timeout in overtime. So that's what the Irish are going to do. They're going to take a timeout.
Timeout, Notre Dame.
And we'll keep it right here. Badgers and the Fighting Irish will wrap up their series tomorrow night. Face off at 5 o'clock Central Time. Pregame at 4:30 on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. And I mentioned next weekend, the Badgers home to play the Minnesota Golden Gophers Friday at 7, Saturday at 6 o'clock. That'll be fun. You talked about the whiteout, too, on Saturday of next week.
Yeah, it's always fun with Minnesota coming to town. There'll be some giveaways, too, that night for the students. Get some LED glasses, and there'll be some glow sticks handed out.
Nice.
Pretty good size. Foam glow sticks. Try to create some atmosphere, add to the whiteout. And not that you need much to add to the atmosphere when the Gophers come to town, but
right,
they'll be make it even more special like it is every year.
You saw that replay again. You really don't like it, do you? Morrissey was trailing Janicki, and they were engaged. And then Janicki just fell down. The stick of Morrissey didn't trip up Janicki. He just fell down on his own. And a second or two after he had fallen down, then Tony Cech decides to raise his right hand for a penalty. And then after Notre Dame called a timeout, he's over across the way giggling with his partners. Lindmark, Dexheimer, Hensler on the penalty kill. Knubel, beg your pardon, it's 3-on-3 for 24 seconds. Knubel with Janicki and Fisher. Notre Dame wins the offensive zone faceoff. Fisher fumbling the puck in the snow in the far corner. And then too hard of a rim around by Fisher forces Notre Dame out to center. In 10 seconds, Notre Dame will get a 4-on-3 power play. Here's Janicki now with it. Senior from Maple Grove, Minnesota, hits the brakes at the Badger blue line and peels back, and that will give Notre Dame the power play. All right, here we go. 4-on-3 for a minute 35. Knubel with it left wing. It's Danny Nelson. Nelson banks it back to the point, and Fisher has to hustle after it to hold his own. Fisher right side, Janicki steps towards the dot. Now it's Nelson back to Janicki. One-timer. He had Scarfoni beat, but he missed the net, and it goes off the end boards and all the way out to neutral ice. 1:13 to go with a power play for Notre Dame. Janicki up the center circle. Left-hander goes off to Knubel. Wisconsin's Liskoski just got nailed. Knocked down. Knubel snapshot. He scores. Liskoski screaming at referee Tony Cech that he was interfered with. That gave Knubel time and space, and he sniped one past Scarfoni. Power play goal at 2:11. Of overtime, the Irish win their Big Ten opener 3-2.
Check. Lindmark goes out to talk to the official right at the blue line. Skoski was trying to come across. Notre Dame going the other way. Gets taken out of the play and then opens up some ice in the slot. And Notre Dame capitalizes.
Nelson, Danny Nelson, nonchalantly got in the way of Cody Laskowski at the blue line, which freed up space in the Wisconsin zone. Phelan trying to use his stick to stop Knubel's shot, but he stepped to the right and then quickly let one go. And Scarfoni couldn't stop it. Blocker side, a power play goal for Knubel at 2:11. And Notre Dame improves to 5-2 with a 3-2 overtime win. While the Badgers have lost five straight, their record drops to 1-6 and 0-3 in the Big Ten. Postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, the Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
We've just lowered thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department, online too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, Wisconsin men's basketball tips off the 24-25 season November 4th with new names and new conference opponents. Whether you're looking for season tickets, five-game packages, or single-game options, we've got something to fit your schedule. Now's the time to secure your seats for an exciting season of Badger men's basketball. For more information and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Well, another Friday night in which Wisconsin played well enough to win. Back-to-back Friday nights. Same story for the Badgers. They get to two tonight, can't get to three. Notre Dame knocks off Wisconsin 3-2 in overtime. Cole Knubel gets the game-winning goal, a power play goal at 2:11, with assists going to Justin Janicki and defenseman Paul Fisher. 44-24 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin tonight. Owen save, 42 saves for the win. Tommy Scarfoni made 21 saves for the Badgers, but took the loss. And again, Wisconsin 1-6, 0-3 in the Big Ten. Five straight setbacks for Mike Hastings' squad. Notre Dame 5-2 and 1-0 in league play. Let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Do you have your three stars, Paul?
I'm ready to go.
All right.
Notre Dame won the game, so I'm going to give them third star. Cole Knuble got the job done when it mattered at the end and got the game-winning goal, and giving him the third star for Notre Dame. Number two star I'm going to give Owen Lindmark. Looked a little bit more like he did last year tonight.
Yep.
Unbelievably won 12 of 17 in the faceoff circle, got a goal and nearly set up another one, and I thought he was pretty good. And then kind of a cop-out, but I'm giving the whole decor the number one star for Wisconsin. I know the Badgers again lost, gave up three, but kind of a patchwork tonight with Joe Palatichuk going out in the early in the first period. We saw Weston Knox get time. We saw Jack Horbach play a lot of key minutes between and Daniel Lotch and Logan Hensler. Ben Dexheimer looked like Ben Dexheimer from last year, too. Right. So I think they deserved it as a group tonight.
All right, three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Notre Dame in overtime knocks off Wisconsin 3-2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt and Matt from Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizzas, a proud supporter of UW Badgers Athletics. Nothing beats sports season. Every touchdown scored, every spike for side out, every three, that's nothing but net. Sports brings us all together. And the greatest conduit of it all is a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza. Loaded with the finest high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub Pizzas are a must-have for your game-time grub. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section of your local grocery store.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/CoversZamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, the Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Back here in South Bend, tough luck loss for the Wisconsin Badgers, 3-2 in overtime. Notre Dame victorious here tonight. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Paul?
I'm going to go with the Badgers' first goal, that performance by Ryan Botterill getting his first collegiate goal, a deflection on a power play. It took 35-plus minutes for the Badgers to finally get on the board, but it was a big goal, spurred the Badgers on. Really get some reward for the Badgers for what they've been doing most of the game, and took a short-lived 2-1 lead and Unfortunately, it didn't end the right way, but that was got the Badgers energized for sure.
Yeah, happy to see Ryan Botterill score his first goal as a Badger. Well, on this country night, Ronnie Van Zant from Leonard Skinner once sang, troubles will come and they will pass. Hopefully they pass tomorrow night after tonight's tough luck loss. Thanks for your work, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Sounds good, Brian. See you then.
All right. Paul Capobianco with us here on our broadcast. The Badgers fall in overtime to Notre Dame 3-2. Assistant coach Kevin Murdoch coming up in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. Some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never, ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is, always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely going to budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you could pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Here in South Bend, a tough loss for the Badgers tonight, 3-2 in overtime. Notre Dame earns the victory in its conference opener. Joining us now, assistant coach Kevin Murdoch. And we've said this too often already this season. You guys, that was a winnable game, and you played well enough to win. It's just the shots aren't falling when you need them to, right?
Yeah. I thought for the better part of that game, we generated enough chances and different things. Kind of carried the play at times. It's just the puck's not ending up in the net when we need it to, and kind of letting these games get down to the wire. So,
yeah. You know, Paul Capobianco was keeping a list of just excruciating misses on chances. A 2-on-0 or Mosley in the slot, he hits, you know, an inch of a shaft of a goalie stick. Or, you know what I mean? And it just, it's one of those lines. I used it tonight. If it weren't for bad luck, you'd have none at all, right?
Yeah, and that one that hit the knob there in the second, that's like a prime example of how things are going right now. You have, you know, if it moves that puck's an inch in a different direction, that's in the back of the net, and we've had a bunch of those lately. So, but the good thing is, or the positive thing out of that, is we're generating the chances. So hopefully here, sooner rather than later, they'll start falling in the back of the net, and, you know, we'll be able to at least give ourselves a little bit of a cushion at times throughout the game, and, versus having to fight it out to the end and go to overtime. So
yeah, I don't know if you can comment on this. You can if you want, or you can just shake your head no. But there were a number of instances tonight, and it happened both ways. But one in particular, Quinn Finley had a breakaway, and he was slashed in the hands two or three times. Stick work has got to be eliminated from college hockey, don't you think? When you're up in the hands and in the arms all the time, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree with that. I think it's just a matter of, I mean, like you said, it goes both ways, so good and bad. It works to your advantage at times and works against you at other times. So, I mean, that's the one thing about generally in a hockey season, everything averages itself out by the end of it. So it's maybe if it's one game or one weekend that things don't go your way, like by the end of it, like probably have a weekend or two where things are things, calls, whatever, are going your direction. So,
yeah. Well, it's really going to turn around here soon, you know, if it's going to even out, because things have not been going well, obviously. I tell you, though, you're already down two of your top 60, and then Joe Palatichuk gets hurt. I don't know what more you could say about the effort from not only the five defensemen that were out there, not all of them completely healthy, and then you have Jack Horbach playing D and played it admirably, too, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought, Horbs did a very good job back there, especially just kind of getting thrown back in there a couple minutes into the game, get put right into the fire. I thought he did a pretty good job for the vast majority of the night, so hopefully he can build on that because we'll need him again tomorrow.
So. Right, and I know there's no update on Joe Palatichuk, unfortunately. Ryan Botterill scores his first goal as a Badger. Nice deflection on a power play. Owen Lindmark, the captain, comes up with his first of the year. And, boy, the momentum was on your side at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a nice tip by Botts, and then a great job by Lindy driving the net there and finding that short side. Kind of took the wind right out of our sails there not too long after that, going into the intermission. So we just got to find a way to carry that momentum at least till a break and then try to pick it up after that. Can't kind of give back some of that before we go into intermission and give them a chance or let them feel like they're in the game. So
yeah, and Tommy Scarfone made a lot of big saves tonight. He didn't see a lot of rubber. In the third period, I don't think he had seen a shot, and then he made back-to-back remarkable stops. The overtime goal, you know, you were a goalie back in the day. A defenseman is defending, and sometimes you don't see it all the way, right?
Yeah. Those are tough. Guys cut to the middle and get pucks through, but especially on a power play there, and it's kind of a 4-on-2 in the zone. So, those can be tough. But at the end of the day, you play the position of goalie to make a difference one way or another. So, every night you have the ability to make a positive impact. So, need that.
Yeah. It was 4-on-2 because Danny Nelson interfered with Cody Laskowski, but the penalty was not called. I was telling Mike Hastings before our pregame show today, just watching practice this past week, you couldn't tell what the record of your team was. You know what I mean? So the effort is still there. I'm sure they're royally ticked off right now, but you got another game tomorrow and try to find a way to get to 3, right?
Yeah. No practice this week was good. The guys were motivated, and the nice part is they're not getting too discouraged. Like, they're just working harder, and they're not, going the other way with things and shutting down. So hopefully we can keep building on that and eventually swing things in our direction and kind of build off that, knowing that, we're putting in the work. So, hopefully we can kind of bottle that up and get a couple bounces to go our way and then kind of start rolling from there. But, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming up. I know it's tough, but appreciate your time.
Yeah,
Thank you. Sure. Assistant coach Kevin Murdoch with us here on our postgame show. Badgers fall in overtime 3-2. We've got highlights and scores from elsewhere around the country in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Get ready, Badger fans. Wisconsin men's hockey is back for the 24-25 season at the Kohl Center. After last year's breakout success, head coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are looking to keep the momentum going. And you can be part of it. Don't miss out on securing the best seats in the house. Whether you're looking for single game, four game mini pack, or group tickets, we've got you covered. For more information and to secure your Badger men's hockey tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Back in Notre Dame, Badgers fall in overtime by the final score of 3-2. We'll have highlights coming up here in just a little bit. I want to get some scores to you as quickly as I can, and I'm trying to catch up on a few of these, so please bear with me. But let's go with some non-conference action. Air Force and CC scoreless in the first period of play. Second-ranked Boston College, a 1-0 lead at 10th-ranked St. Cloud State. That's after two periods. They're in overtime. RPI and Miami tied at 2. Stonehill shut out St. Lawrence 4-0. Alaska 2-1 lead at Clarkson. That's in the third. Ninth-ranked Cornell leads sixth-ranked Notre Dame 3-1. That's in the third period of play. Top-ranked Denver shut out Yale out east 6-0. In the third, UMass Lowell and Holy Cross are even at 4. Robert Morris blanked Lindenwood tonight 3-0. I know Merrimack and Maine are going at it. Maine, the seventh-ranked team in the country. It's 5-0 Black Bears. That's in the third. 12th-ranked Providence leads New Hampshire 6-3. That's in the third. Vermont and Connecticut will play tomorrow night in Hockey East competition. ECAC, Dartmouth, a 2-1 win over Harvard tonight. Second period CCHA action. Bemidji State leads Minnesota State 1-0. Augustana and St. Thomas scoreless in the second period. Also, Michigan Tech, a 3-0 lead at Northern Michigan. That's in the third period of play. Bowling Green beat Ferris State 2-0. Atlantic Hockey Finals, Bentley 4, Sacred Heart 2, and Canisius over Army 6-1. Niagara leads Mercyhurst 5-3 in the third. Big Ten. After two periods at Mariucci, fourth-ranked Minnesota leads Penn State 2-1. Jimmy Snuggerud, a couple of goals for the Gophers. Sam Decutt, two goals and an assist. 15th-ranked Ohio State walloped Lake Superior State 9-3. The Buckeyes are 6-0-1. And Evan Werner, two goals and an assist in the third period as 11th-ranked Michigan won at 5th-ranked Boston University 5-1. Here, Wisconsin and Notre Dame open their weekend series. First Big Ten game of the year for the Fighting Irish. The Badgers trying to get their first conference win after losing two games at home to Ohio State a couple of weeks ago. Wisconsin riding a four-game losing streak, played well enough to win tonight. Here are the calls of the game. And now a scramble to the left of the Badgers' netminder. Puck squirts free. Look out. Nelson again. He scores. Danny Nelson sets up his brother, Henry. 1-0 Notre Dame. Biondi back to Nelson, just working a triangle to the far side of the Wisconsin zone. Jenicky now with it, steps in, his shot off the glove of Scarfoni, kicked out on a second bid by Nelson, and the Badgers able to muscle it out through center ice. Badgers still on the man advantage, a minute 10 to go in it. Hensler, his shot redirected and in! Ryan Botterill redirects in the slot, a power play goal. It's 1-1. First goal as a Badger for freshman Ryan Botterill. Here's Dexheimer at center. Good work by the Badgers to gain the line. Here's Lindmark now. Stutter step move, low left. Comes in hard and scores! Oh, Owen Lindmark with a hesitation move. Goal line left. Beats Say, glove side. A beauty by the captain. It's 2-1 Wisconsin. Here's Notre Dame. Slot pass. Kumlin's shot got through and they score! Traffic in front. It looked like Scarfoni gloved it, but he dropped it into the back of the net. It's 2-2. 2-2 game, 2:15 to go. Notre Dame exits its zone. Here's Knubel with it. Snaps off a pass left wing. Janicki reaches, puts it back to Knubel. Out of position, Scarfoni, who scrambled back to his left and got his right pad down on the wheeling backhander by Knubel. Still 2-2. Janicki up the center circle. Left-hander goes off to Knubel. Wisconsin's Lukoski just got nailed, knocked down. Knubel snapshot. He scores. And he sniped one past Scarfoni. Power play goal at 2:11. And that was the final score. Notre Dame wins here tonight by the final of 3-2. We'll have final stats and wrap things up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm smoking.